President's question, suggested by our Senator Udo, is...
Flamingo.
Senator Joe?
A duck.
Senator Udo?
Turtle.
Senator Kenneth Gold?
An owl.
Senator Brown?
I took a quiz and it said I'm a raven, but I like to say it's a tiger.
Senator McGowan? Senator Braun?
Owl.
Senator Tulo?
A cat.
Senator Kinsella?
A hedgehog.
Senator Kane? Senator Lee? A cat. Senator Fennel? Senator Larson? Senator Sano? Senator Bobby?
Hello, cat.
It's not the other person. How much is it?
A mountain goat.
How much is the meal?
A sea otter.
Sheriff Cameron, Henry. Sheriff Conley? Jeremy? Sheriff Hubbard? Peter Young? I'm sure Archie?
A gorilla.
What does my country?
How about a giraffe?
What does my government?
Lion.
President elect, government,
Dog.
What does my elect mean?
I'm sorry, you're long, thank you.
Hubert? Good.
That's cool, is that? Our next item on the agenda is to approve of the minutes from March the 25th. Do we have any objections to that? Objection, objection. Seeing none, our next item on the agenda is community comment. Do we have anyone for community comment? Community comment. Seeing none, next we have budget.
Yeah, so first budget we've got is proclaim, they're asking for $590.90 for capital improvement of a new keyboard and some music stands. And I will let Ryan explain a little bit about proclaim and what they're asking for.
Yep, so proclaim is a student-led worship service that's once a week, and part of the service we provide obviously has music, and our keyboard is broken. We are asking for money for a new keyboard, and also our music stands have been stolen from our closet. We're asking for some money for a new stand.
Do you have any questions for the finance committee or the organization? Questions? Mr. Young?
Is there a lock to the music stand that pays, or was it broken?
We're not really entirely sure. It is locked, and all the leadership has keys, and none of the leaders have shared our keys, so we filed a campus safety report about 4 weeks ago, and we've been working with them, but we haven't been able to make any headway. We need the stands to provide the service for our music.
Any more questions? Seeing none, we will be discussing with the budget. Discussing with the budget as plans. On this question here.
I'm good to be. Here we go.
And we decide. And Alan?
I agree with the previous speaker.
So next we have International Cultures Club. They have a spring event, the Festival of Colors. They're asking for $310, and the Finance Committee recommended it in full. But I will let the members of ICC explain on it a little bit more and what they're asking for.
Hi, I'm Tenzin, and this is Lynn, the co-president. And International Cultures Club is the international festival. We're all about bringing cultures together, and we always have events that try to incorporate different cultures. And so in the spring, we usually do something different. And this year, we're doing the Holi event, which is the Festival of Colors. And what we're planning to do is, normally all Holi is a Hindu event, and it's usually in India. And so what we're doing is getting organic powder from Amazon. And this is like very, it's natural. Natural powder, so it's the one that's harmful to the environment, and it's very easier to clean up. So we're planning to get that, and what we usually do is like throw colors at each other. It's really fun, and that is like even the color running kind of like that. You get like white shirts and stuff, and it's powdered. And then we're also having a water balloon fight afterwards, just to kind of like help with cleanup, and also it's a really fun thing to do. I know a lot of people love that. And we're also having India Palace as the food, and that's one of the main aspects of that project that we put in the Senate. So with that, that's basically the event. We're having like a sign up for it, so you guys can definitely sign up for it. Because we're having like a limit of 50 people, just given how much of the budget we have and the things we're doing. So.
Yeah, so for our budget, we're asking the Senate for $320, including $250 for food. So we will order from the India Palace. So right now we don't have like any documentation because we haven't ordered the food yet, but as we talk with the restaurant, they say that it will be like $250 for estimate of 60 people in the event. And then for the food, we have the lamb, rice, chicken curry, vegetable, and lamb curry. And then for $35, it includes only the supplies like plates, silverware, and cups. And then we're also asking for $25 for the
we're asking for 60 just because sometimes we just need access. So we have like 50 as a limit, but then also sometimes more people like come and like you allow for me. It's just like an over asking.
Sort of for everyone to rent it and do it in the grant, that'd be nice for construction for the project, but not that thing. That's just a fun event, even if you don't get paid the rent, it's a fun event to watch the rest, I think.
This sounds like a great event, we should probably fund it. We should fund it.
There you go. All right, next up we have Gustavus Climate Justice. And they requested a total of $168.61, and we bumped that down to $156.11. They just asked for $22 in printing, and 10 is kind of our standard. And that's the reason for that change. The rest of it looked good, but I will let the organization explain.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bree, and I am one of the members of Climate Justice Coalition. We are actually we formed last year, but we are a newly recognized organization, and we're also participating in the Discover the Outdoors event that takes place on Earth Day, Sunday, April 22nd. You should all come. It's going to be a great time. And so we are hosting, for our exhibit, we're hosting a studio wheel, and majority of the budget is prizes for that. We created some stickers that we'll be ordering, as well as some wristbands that we'll be ordering, and then some other fun things like pencils. And then we also are doing a write to your representatives, a write or draw to your representatives, so appealing to both younger children and hopefully adults as well as students who will be attending the event. So majority of our budget was those prizes, and then we had asked for some printing allotments for the paper that we were printing, and then posted, which we were unsure of at the time, of how many letters we'll be receiving, and then which representatives will be receiving those letters. So we were unsure of how much we'd have to spend on postage, but again, that's not, the majority of the budget is for the things that we're
What have we decided as far as prizes for takeaway items? Was there any discussion about that with the budget?
Yeah, we kind of figured takeaway items as being just within the organization. It's a takeaway items for people attending this event, and that's how we kind of figured that. If there's any issues with that, that's just how we thought of it.
Okay.
Last but not least, we have Gusty Buddies. They have a speaker coming in with a $400 speaker fee, but I'm going to explain on it a little bit more.
So I'm Amanda, I'm one of the coordinators for Gusty Buddies. Gusty Buddies cares to this day the students as a child to the St. Peter community that has a developmental delay, and we're hoping to bring in Nancy Carlson, who writes children's books about his mental disabilities and physical disabilities and just other stuff that was in the show. So opening this up for our families, for the rest of everybody's families, for the St. Peter community, for anybody who comes to stay with us and please be healthy, please give us all. So it's a really good message for the kids to stay with us. That's what they have and not feel like they're an outcast. Right now, but we have like 50 people within Gusty Buddies, so it's like somewhere between 50 or 100, or not quite sure the exact number. So.
Those in favor of the budget understand, say aye. in the education and nursing building, one in Old Main, one in Convent, one in Olin, I put question mark because I don't know if like the second or the third floor has And then maybe one in Anderson, this one's also in question because this is a new building, so I think they already have like, a lot of them. So we can always do like three and five.
For the Fine Arts building, are they planning on putting one on like the north side of the building that's like attached to the Kresge and everything? Because I know that there is not a newer one on that side. Or it's also like all the water fountains there along with the what is our auditorium called? No, the theater.
Anderson?
Yeah, Anderson Theater. So that one, it's a Monday, everyone. So the Anderson Theater and on the side that has the Kresge Dance Studio, on the north side of that, all of those water fountains are fairly old, and I know that like the water that comes out of it, I've gotten complaints from different people in physical plants have kind of been hesitant about that, so if those are ones that can be put like higher on the list for priority, that would be great because I think that that's been cited as a need by a group of students specifically who are very active.
I would like to nominate Evelyn Doran for that's what it's called. Yeah.
Evelyn Doran has been nominated. Do you decline or do you have to going to the school, you can make it out, I think you know. Express yourself, why you can do this on the basis.
Oh, okay. So, for those of you that don't know me, hi, I'm Evelyn Doran. I'm a first year and I am studying political science major. And I haven't been super involved in the student community, because my first semester I really wanted to get to know East Davis before joining student senate, and now I feel like I've gotten a really good pulse in the community, and I think that I could be really beneficial in helping in the process of creating policy that helps the community as a whole in the position of all this person.
I'm gonna ask you a couple questions. So the position of Ombudsperson and the ethics chair here, when you are personally faced with an ethical dilemma, how do you deal with the situation?
Yeah, so I think that one of the best ways to look at ethical dilemmas is looking at what's the best way to serve the community as a whole while also making sure we don't cross any ethical boundaries that, you know, those really definitive lines in the sand of where should we, you know, like where should we make sure that whatever we do is definitively in the moral right. And so I think that taking that into account while also drawing on how we can best is really important. So appealing to that almost utilitarianistic view of benefiting everyone is important.
Alright, and then another thing that we deal with here a lot of times is precedence. We have a lot of issues that come up when we look at previous years. How would you personally deal with consideration of precedence?
So I think that I would personally, as a first year, have to do a bit of research into precedence, and so I think that that's where I would really try and draw on the strengths of my peers and my community members, and try and use the resources that are in the Gustavus, in Gustavus, to try and see what the precedent is, because I don't have personal experience with that, so then, you know, relying on my peers to help me see what the precedents are.
And then, sorry, I'm just going to ask you a bunch of questions. As far as, like, when you come across problems, do you see problems as more when you're working with governing documents, do you see it more as black and white or more as gray?
That's a tough one, because I think that so often it's very easy to see things as black and white, but then sometimes when you start seeing things that way, it can be then used as a crutch.
Yeah.
And so I think that being able to see the black and white and respect that while also being discerning and seeing when that gray is a very real possibility that needs to be considered and debated and dealt with.
Have you had a chance at all to look over our governing documents so far?
I have not.
Okay. Do you think you'll have, if you were to get the nomination and everything, do you think that you could?
Yes.
Take that in before? Okay, great. What are your current, like, commitments here at Gustavus?
So right now, I am a member of the Gustavus One campaign, and then I'm also a member of the Catalyst Leadership Team, which is a team that deals with interviewing STEM majors about their, how they see faith working in their interest in the sciences. And then I'm also a member of the Chaplain's Office Student Worker Team, and next year I will be a friend.
Great. I'm just going to say that those are my questions for now. Now that it's done, I yield.
Anything on? Do you have any previous experiences working with other community groups that would be beneficial for you to serve another person?
Yeah, so I actually served on the student council at my high school in Rosemont. I went to Rosemont High School, and I served there. And then I also have served in a variety of leadership positions where I had to make those really discerning moral choices of what should we how should we best move forward to do this ethically and to serve people in the most efficient and helpful way possible. And so I did that in position as a captain of my speech team and section leader and on the leadership board for the Chinese National Honor Society and as an editor-in-chief of my school.
What's your availability on the evening of Thursday?
Thursday, I am available after. Thursday for this year or for next year? For this year, after 6:45, I'm available.
Great. We have a meeting that may be in the evening, so if we do a quick shadow, or how do you think it's going to be? Do you have any more questions for me?
How are you planning on balancing your activities at school and your service on campus?
In high school, I learned a lot of really helpful time management skills, and I think that I can effectively balance all of them. I don't see my other activities becoming a conflict.
Very prepared to do this, and I don't really see her other commitments as being a conflict. They sound like they would actually help her with this position. They think she has a feel for a lot of different groups of people on campus, so I think she could fill that spot.
So I met her earlier this year. We had a poli sci class together, and she is one of the most like well thought out people I probably know on campus. And that's the reason I nominated her, obviously. And so she had talked to me before about wanting to join Student Senate, and I think she's in this for the right reasons, and she'd be a great addition to it, to our Senate. I yield.
I asked her a bunch of kind of different questions, and she handled them very well. I mean, obviously, she, like, didn't know beforehand that she was going to be questioned, and she handled that with a lot of grace and poise, which is something that's very important in an ombuds person. She seemed very organized in her thought process and whatnot when she was speaking, and I thought her answers to my questions were great. I think that she would make a wonderful ombuds person.
Show of her trying to like
Monday, so make sure the reason why we tabled it was to talk to your constituents, so make sure that you talk to them and whatnot. So keep that in mind that that's coming down the tunnel for next week.
Now next we have new business. We are in the new business now. New business, new business. Then now we move on to announcements. Announcements, announcements. Mr. President and Mariano, I want to welcome and send out all the new senators, Senator Duggan from the Senate of 2019. Welcome on the team. If you have any questions, you can ask the general law or take the shot. Next, we have Eileen Grace.
Hello.
So,
Building Bridges is planning an event about Asian Americans and mental health. It's something that is very kind of unaware for a lot of people, the stigma regarding mental health. It's kind of like, yeah, there's stigma. For like, in different cultures, there's a wide range of like what stigma looks like and how much stigma there is. And in the Asian American community, it's extremely, extremely stigmatized and very like, negatively viewed, especially in terms of like postpartum depression and like a lot of that kind of stuff. And so there's going to be a talk on May 17th. I know it's super fun to me, and you're going to hear it so many times. But if you want to start spreading the word now or marking your calendars, we'll be at 7 p.m. in Wallman Hall. And I hope to see you there. Also, we will be releasing a Summer with a Day bracelet on like next week on 16th, make sure that you got it. So watch out for that. Also this Wednesday, Building Bridges will be cardboarding and printed with like mental health statistics and kinds of things we'll be talking. So if you want to have a conversation or just write it down, you know that there's some red brown stuff with you as well. And yeah, it's open.
Two things. First of all, I'd like to just take a moment to recognize the unsung heroes that are your finance people. That would your controller and your finance Jack Lizard.
I don't know if I'm a director or a chair.
Yeah.
Kind of go back and forth.
But anyway, I met with them, and they like just have their act so together this year. They are so on top of everything, and like, we never like really, like there's so much behind the scene work that you guys never get to see. And so I just wanted to take a second to acknowledge all the good stuff that they've been doing this year. Then the other thing that I want to say is, so the most important position at the college is the college president. I don't think any of you would be surprised to hear that. The second, number two position at the college, so like, if the president gets hit by a bus, the person who steps in to take care of things, or the person who is responsible for everything when the president is away from campus is the provost. So the provost is like this super important position to the college. Then, of course, the provost is also in charge of the faculty, which are in charge of the academic program, which should be really important to all Gustavus students. Because your balance as students hangs in the hands and the responsibility of folks. So yet another kind of important reason why every Gusty should care about who is the provost at the college. So this afternoon at 2:30, when all the students were invited to come and meet the first provost candidate that was on campus, zero students showed up. And I completely appreciate why that happened. Because the way that it was advertised was email that went out on the Friday of spring break or something crazy like that. And I don't think, you know, like a whole bunch of your peers, I mean, I'm sure you guys check email multiple times a day, but shocking for some of you to learn, not all of your peers do that regularly. So I completely understand that email is not always the best communication for students, even though it's the college's official communication mechanism. But anyway, so I completely get why Gusty's weren't there. So my announcement is to beg all of you to try to think of at least three ways that you can tell your peers about the fact that we are interviewing provost candidates, And there's a session that's specifically for students to meet those candidates on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, one candidate each of those days at 2:30 in Alumni Hall this week. So you've missed the first candidate, but if you could think about possibly going yourself, or you could think of three creative ways to let your peers know that they can meet the last three candidates that are going to come to campus for the number two job at the college, that would be so huge, and I would appreciate so much anything that you can do to help get Gusties to the Provost Candidate Student Sessions, 2:30, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, in Alumni Hall.
This week?
This week.
Okay.
Yeah, this week. So there's four candidates total. We had one today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 2:30 p.m. The other three will be doing a session for students in Alumni.
Hey, how long do you think you can?
You know, if you could go even for 30 minutes and then quietly leave, I think the session is scheduled for 45 minutes. But even if you could be there for the first 20 minutes, that would be, or your peers, like anybody, like, that would be so huge. So I think it's only scheduled for 45, but even if you could just go there for 20 minutes, that would be great. Or you can tell other people to just go for 20 of it. That would be huge.
Okay. Is there any alternative kind of classes at that period?
There is. There's an open session for the community at the same time every day. And I don't know what time that is.
Okay.
It's either 1:30. I think it's 1:30. An email went out to Community L today. Oh, there you go. 1:30. Yeah, it's the same time. The sessions are the same time every day. So the session that's open to the whole community is at 1:30. The session that's just for students is at 2:30. And those are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. Thank
they're
you.
All in Alumni Hall? They're all in Alumni Hall?
They're all in Alumni Hall.
Are they taking suggestions?
No, it's actually Q&A time. So you are welcome to go and ask them questions about how they think about being the second most important position at the college. Thank you so much.
Like you said before, welcome to our new senator, as well as welcome to our new Olive person. Besides that, I know everyone had a restful spring break. We're gearing up for the rest of spring. That's going to involve budget. That's also going to involve this thing called the Swenson Bum Memorial Award. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, I was going to say fund, and that was
award.
Yep. And so that is something that is awarded by Student Senate, and that is an award that goes out to a professor recognized by the students as a professor who's really made an impact on the campus for that year. The Swenson Memorial Award is named after two students who were Gusties who passed away. And so it's an award, it's one of the only awards that we have here on campus that is done, like all the nominations are done by students, and the award is given to the professor. So that's gonna be something that involves Student Senate. Specifically, it tends to involve the class representatives, and we're going to be fielding nominations for those, and you're going to be getting more information about that, and an email is going out on
Monday,
the 16th. All right, besides that, I have nothing else in my yield.
One of the most is the application out for the new president for next year, so I think the position of the next Monday, so if you are interested in any of the positions, please submit the application. We would like to serve your peers. And so when they do in this for peers now, and they do call you for the degree.
Well, last year they count.
Yeah. Anyways, apply application review on Monday. Do you have to do it?
Oh, I was just asking Jonas where and when those meetings are. Yes, but
someone already made this announcement in old business, but we're going to be voting next Monday. So yeah, keep a lookout for it.
nothing for the night. Announcements. Seeing none, having great Sam and Shuba.
Unfortunately, the track meet this weekend is canceled, but we have two more chances to see our track team in action the next two Saturdays after this. We're tons of fun. You can watch us do lots of ridiculous things.
We're only going to go six more times.
Those two are home, yeah. We are at Mankato on Wednesday if anyone's feeling like really adventurous.
Jack, is there a theme for Wednesday?
What?
Is there a theme for Wednesday?
Like, at our track meet?
Yeah.
Cold.
Yes.
Snow, yeah.
Cold.
It's going to be like frozen theme, so if you want to wear like a full
yeah.
So
Announcements. Now, have a great week, and we'll be back.